Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shkalim Perek Dalet. This last perek of Hilchot Shkalim discusses the specific ways in which the collected money is used by Hekdesh. Most of the perek discusses the Trumat HaLishka, the money gathered from the Lishka three times a year in the three boxes labeled Aleph, Bet, and Gimel. The discussion centers around what uses may be made of this money and what must come instead from general Hekdesh money, that is, Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, apart from Trumat HaLishka. The remainder of the perek addresses what is done with the Shiarei HaLishka, the collected Machzeh Shekel coins, which are never part of any Truma, and what is done with everything that is left over when the year ends. Halacha Aleph, Trumat HaLishka Ma'ye Yaseba. Lokchim mena tmidin shel kol yom, v'amusafin, v'chol korbanot ha-tzibur, v'niskehen, v'hamelach shemolchim bo kol ha-korbanot, v'chein ha-itzim, im lo heviu eitzim, v'lo matzu ela bedamim, v'aktoret uschar oseha, v'lechem ha-panim, uschar osei lechem ha-panim, v'ha-omer ushtei ha-lechem, ufara aduma, usir ha-mishtaleach, v'lashon shel zohorit shekoshrim bein karnav, kol elu ba'in mitrumat ha-lishka. The following items are purchased with the money of the Trumat HaLishka: the two Korbanot Tamid offered each day, the Korbanot Musaf offered on special occasions, as well as the Nesachim, which accompany these Korbanot. The Nesachim consist of flour and oil, which is offered on the Mizbeach, and wine, which is poured on it. The salt, which accompanies these Korbanot, also comes from the Trumat HaLishka. Wooden logs to burn on the Mizbeach and keep the fire going, when these were not donated or brought, are purchased using this money. Same for the ketoret, the incense offered twice a day, and the lechem ha-panim, which is made weekly and kept on the shulchan from one Shabbat to the next. The money used to pay those who make the ketoret and the lechem ha-panim also comes from the Trumat HaLishka. The omer sacrifice offered on the second day of Pesach, the shtei alechem offered on Shavuot, and the seir ha-mishtaleach thrown off a cliff on Yom Kippur, together with the red string tied between its horns, are all purchased from Trumat HaLishka money, as is the par aduma used to make the water sprinkled on a tmei mate in order to purify him. The next halacha adds that payment for any new big day kahuna which needed to be purchased during the year would come from the Trumat HaLishka. Halacha Bet begins, though, with a list of items which are not purchased from the money of the Trumat HaLishka. Aval par helem devar shel tzibur usirei avodah zarah, batchila govin lehen, veinan ba'in mitrumat HaLishka. Parochot shel heichal, tachat binyan asuyot, veinan ba'in mitrumat HaLishka, ela mikodshei bedek habayit. Aval parochot shel she'arim ba'in mitrumat HaLishka. Hamonora uchlei sharet, mitzvatan shiavo mimotar hanisachim. ובהלכות כלי המיטש והעובדים בו יתפאר מהו מותר הנסחים. ואם לא היה להם מותר נסחים, יבואו מתרומת הלשכה. Occasional korbanot, which are not part of the yearly cycle and are needed on rare occasions, are not paid for with trumat ha-lishka money. These include the par helem devar shel tzibur and the seir avodah zarah, which are offered by Beit Din when they make certain very damaging and very rare mistaken rulings. Special collections are made when those korbanot need to be brought. Any part of the structure of the Beit HaMikdash is not paid for from the Trumat HaLishka, including the parochet, the curtain, separating the heichal from the Kodesh HaKodashim, which is considered the equivalent of a wall. Payment for these must come from Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, donations meant to cover general upkeep and maintenance. However, other curtains, which cover the gates of the Azara and elsewhere in the Mikdash, may be purchased from Trumat HaLishka money. The menorah and other kelim of the mikdash are meant to be purchased using motar nisachim, essentially the profits made by Hekdesh in selling the ingredients of nisachim, flour, oil, and wine, to those who need to offer them with their korbanot, as we'll learn in Hilchot Klei HaMikdash. But if that money has run out, then payment for the menorah and other kelim may come from the Trumat HaLishka. Halacha Gimel. Kol ha-beimot ha-nimtzaot b'Yerushalayim o chutzala b'keiruv mimena ha-baot olot, k'mo shitber b'psalei mukdashin, niskehen ba'im mitrumat ha-lishka. V'chein goy, sheshalach olato m'medina acheret, v'lo shalach ima d'mei nisachim, yavo nisachea mitrumat ha-lishka. We'll learn in Hilchot Psulei HaMukdashim that when a certain kind of animal is found in or near Yerushalayim, wandering around ownerless, it must be offered as a korban olah. as we are concerned that its owner was makdish it as an ola and then lost it. Every korban ola must be accompanied by nesachim. So in this case, the nesachim are purchased using money from the Trumat HaLishka. When a non-Jew wishes to offer an animal in the Beit HaMikdash as a korban ola, we may accept it from him, but he may not bring the nesachim which are offered with it. He may bring money to pay for these nesachim, or if he doesn't bring money at all, then we buy the nesachim using money from the Trumat HaLishka. Halacha Dalet. Ger shemet v'hiniach zvachim, im yesh lo nesachim, krevin mishalo, v'im lav ba'im mitrumat HaLishka. Kohen gadol shemet v'lo minu acher tachtav, makrivin et achavitin mitrumat HaLishka. Usually, if someone dies and leaves animals which he had been makdish as korbanot, then his inheritors, his yarshim, are required to bring them to the Beit HaMikdash and pay for any nesachim which must be offered together with them. But if the deceased is a ger who has no yarshim and he didn't set aside nesachim before he died, then the nesachim to accompany his korbanot are paid for using money from the Trumat HaLishka. The Kohen Gadol offers the special Minchat Chavitin sacrifice every day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. If he dies and a new Kohen Gadol has yet to be appointed, then the Minchat Chavitin continues to be offered and it is purchased with Trumat HaLishka money. Achronim point out that this refers only to the Minchat Chavitin of subsequent days, but on the day that the Kohen Gadol dies, the Minchat Chavitin is paid for by his Yorshim. This is because at the moment the day began, the Kohen Gadol was still alive, so he became obligated to bring the Minchat Chavitin at that point. Therefore, when he dies, the responsibility shifts to his Yorshim. Continuing in Halacha Dalet. Mevakrei mumin shebirushalayim, v'talmidei chachamim hamlamdin hilchot shkita lakwanim, v'hamlamdin lahen hilchot kmitza, v'nashim hamigadlot b'neihen lefara aduma, kulan notlin scharan mitrumat HaLishka, v'chamahu scharan kemo shiyifseku lahen beit din. From here through the next few halachot are a list of people whose salary is paid from the Trumat HaLishka. These include experts who check animals for mumim, disqualifying blemishes, before they are offered as korbanot. Talmidei chachamim, who teach kohanim how to shecht animals properly and how to do kmitza properly on a korban mincha. And mothers who work to ensure that their children remain tahor from tumat meit, from birth, and continuing for several years, so that they can participate in the procedure of burning the para aduma into ashes. We'll learn about that in Hilchot Para Aduma. In all of these cases, Beit Din decides exactly how much is an appropriate salary. Halacha hei, bishnat shmita shehefker, sochrin Beit Din shomrin shishmeru miktzat hasfichim shetzamchu kedei sheyaviu mehen haomer ushtei alechem, sheinan bain ela min hachadash, ve'ilu hashomrin notlin scharan mitrumat HaLishka. Mi shitnadev lishmor bechinam, ein shomin lo, gzera mishum balei zroa, shema yavo v'yitlu mehen. לפיכך תקנו להן חכמים שיתלו שכר מן הלשכה כדי שיפרשו הכל מאותו המקום שאלו שומרים אותו. The Korban HaOmer offered on Pesach from barley and the Korban Shtei HaLechem offered on Shavuot from wheat must come from the new annual crop of each of these grains. During the Shemitah year, everything which grows is Hefker, and so Beit Din needs to hire people to find some appropriate barley and wheat for these korbanot, and then guard it as it grows so that no one will take it until Pesach and Shavuot, respectively. These shomrim are paid from the Trumat HaLishka. Even if someone volunteers to be a shomer for free, we do not let him, as we are concerned that thugs or bullies may come and take the grain by force. If it is known that the grain of a certain place is under the watch of people who are being paid by Beit Din to guard it, the bullies will stay away. Halacha Zayin completes the list of people whose salary comes from the Trumat HaLishka, and includes Sofrim, who would ensure that the Sifrei Torah in Yerushalayim were free of errors. There are different opinions whether this refers specifically to a Sefer Torah in the Beit HaMikdash, or to Sifrei Torah in all of Yerushalayim, and judges in Yerushalayim who would try and punish thieves and robbers. This ends the entire inventory of uses of the Trumat HaLishka, and Halacha Chet moves to discuss the Shiarei HaLishka. Kevash hayu bonin mehar abayit lahar mishcha shalav motziin para aduma. V'chein hayu osin kevash motziin alav seir mishaleach, u'shnehen nasin mishiarei HaLishka. V'chein mizbach haolah v'aichal v'azarot ba'in mishiarei HaLishka. Amat HaMayim sheBirushalayim veChomat Yerushalayim veChol Migdaloteha veChol Tzorchei HaIr ba'in mishiarei HaDishka. Vegoi sheitnadev ma'ot ladvarim ha'elu o sheitnadev la'asot imahem bechinam ein mekablin mimenu. Vafilu ger toshav shnamar lo lachem balanu livnot bayit lelokeinu v'namar lachem ein chelek utztaka v'zikaron b'Yerushalayim. The money of the Shiarei HaLishka was used for building projects inside and outside the Beit HaMikdash itself. An elevated ramp, essentially a bridge, was built from Har HaBayit to Har HaZeitim, on which all those involved in the burning of the Paraduma would walk in order to avoid becoming Tamei. A similar ramp was built for the Ish Iti, the person who takes the Seir La'azazel to the cliff on Yom Kippur, to use in order to exit the Mikdash as he embarks on his mission. These were both made from the Shiarei HaLishka money. So were the Mizbach HaUlah, the main Mizbeach on which Korbanot were offered, and its various utensils, the Heichal, and the various Azarot forming the main atrium of the Beit HaMikdash. Upkeep of the stream, which would provide water for the residents of Yerushalayim, and the walls and towers which helped to guard the city, are all paid for from the Shiarei HaLishka. If a non-Jew, or even a ger toshav, a non-Jew who accepts the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach and is allowed thereby to live in Eretz Yisrael, wishes to donate to any of these building endeavors, we do not let him, based on psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah, which establish that non-Jews can have no part in building the Beit HaMikdash or in keeping Yerushalayim properly maintained and guarded. Halacha Tet, Motar Trumat HaLishka V'chein Motar Shiarei HaLishka Lokchin Bo Zecharim V'yikrevu Kulan Olot Shetnai Beit Din Hu Al Kol HaMotarot Shiyikrevu Olot Behema Aval Lo Olat HaOf She'ein B'Korbanot HaTzibur Of Ve'elu HaOlot HaBaim MiMotar HaShkalim Hein HaNikra'in Kaitz HaMizbeach. Once the year ends and Rosh Chodesh Nisan arrives with its new collection of Machzeh Shekel, all the remaining Shkalim of the last year, the remains of both the Trumat HaLishka and of the Shiarei HaLishka, become motar, leftovers. What is done with this motar? There is a general stipulation on the part of Beit Din, which we mentioned also in Perek Bet, that all forms of motar are used to purchase animals to be offered as korbanot olah. As these are korbanot tzibur, they must be animals and not birds, because a bird may never be offered as a korban tzibur. These korbanot olah are called kayitz hamizbeach. The word kayitz in this context means dessert, as fruits which grow in the summer, kayitz, are often served as dessert after a meal, meaning that these korbanot are something of an extra treat offered on the mizbeach in addition to all the regular korbanot which are offered as part of the daily and yearly routine. Halacha Tet discussed what to do with shkalim which are left over after all needs are taken care of. Halacha Yud addresses the opposite case of when the shkalim aren't enough to take care of all the needs. Shkalim shelo hispiku lehen lekol korbanot hatzibur, motzi'in et ha-ra'uy lehen mikodshei bedek ha-bayit, aval ein bedek ha-bayit motzi et ha-ra'uy lo mikodshei ha-mizbeach. If there is not enough money in the collection of Machzeh Shekel to purchase all the necessary korbanot tzibur, then we may fill the deficit with kodshei bedek ha-bayit, that is, money or property consecrated for the purpose of general upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash and its contents. The Machzeh Shekel has the status of kodshei mizbeach, money consecrated for the purpose of the mizbeach, because most of it is used to purchase sacrifices. Kodshei bedek ha-bayit have lesser sanctity than kodshei mizbeach, and so their designation can be changed to that of kodshei mizbeach. But the reverse is not true, based on the principle of ma'alin bakodesh ve'ein moridin. Therefore, if there isn't enough kodshei bedek ha-bayit money for some maintenance work or other similar use, the deficit may not be made up using kodshei mizbeach money like the Trumat HaLishka. The perek ends with two halachot about what is done with items bought with last year's shkalim, like animals for korbanot tzibur and ketoret, which are left over when the year ends. Halacha Yud Aleph, Mishiyagia Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ein Machrivin Korbanot HaTzibur Ela Mitruma Chadasha, Ve'im Lo Ba'a Chadasha, Lokchin Min Ha'ishana. Lefichach, im higia Rosh Chodesh Nisan, v'yesh imahen behemot latmidin mitrumat yishana, podinotan v'yotzin lechulin af al pi shehin tmimin, v'plud mehen litruma yishana, shemekaitzin ba et hamizbeach. Shetnai beidin hu al kol habemot shelokhin latmidin, shem lo yutzrichin lehen, yetzu lechulin. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan onward, all korbanot zibur must be purchased from the new collection of shkalim, unless these haven't arrived in the mikdash yet, in which case the remainder of the old collection is used in the meantime. If any animals are left on Rosh Chodesh which were purchased from the old collection, these must be redeemed, and the money is used together with other motar to buy olot l'kayitz ha-mizbeach. In other contexts, it is impossible to redeem an animal which has been consecrated as a korban, unless it develops a mum. However, there is a stipulation on the part of Beit Din that any animal purchased as a korban tzibur from the Trumat HaLishkah is redeemable when the year ends and the animal can no longer be offered, even in the absence of a mum. Some Rishonim believe that this animal does not stay redeemed for long. Rather, it is subsequently bought back by Hekdesh using the money of the new collection and will be offered as a korban tzibur in the coming year. This is similar to what was done with the leftover ktoret, as Halacha Yud Bet describes. V'kach hayu osin b'motar ha-ktoret. Mishiyagia Rosh Chodesh Nisan, mechalin oto al schar ha-umanin, v'chozrin ma'ot ha-schar l'kayitz ha-mizbeach, v'notlin ha-umanin motar ha-ktoret b'scharan, v'chozrin v'lokchin et ha-ktoret mehen mitruma chadasha, kedei la-hakriva mima'ot truma chadasha, v'im ein lehen truma chadasha, maktirin ota mitruma yishana. The following procedure is done with a leftover ketoret of the previous year in order to use it during the coming year. On or after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, some of the money from the new shkalim collection is set aside as payment for workers. We saw in Halachot Daled through Zayin that there are many types of workers who are paid using Trumat HaLishkah money. In this manner, the money loses its kedusha and is considered chulin. The remaining ketoret of the prior year is then redeemed onto this money, which is then used, like all motar money, to purchase korbanot olah for kayitz ha-mizbeach. So the ktoret becomes chulin, as it has been redeemed, and the workers are paid with the ktoret itself. We then buy this ktoret back from the workers using money from the new machzit ha-shekel collection. In this way, ktoret, which had expired at the end of a year, can be used again during the coming year as well. If the new collection of Machzit Shekel had not yet arrived in the Mikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then, as in other matters too, the Ketoret of the last year may continue to be used until the new Shkalim arrive.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's Perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.